Welcome to the corner, King's Corner, where we learn and we grow and it shows. King's Corner.
Hey, 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 y'all, and welcome back. We have made it to episode 4 of King's Corner. And believe it or not, I'm still not used to saying that. Like, wow, we are really here. Well, today we're going to have a little chit chat about FOMO. F-O-M-O. Now, many of you probably don't know what that means, which is great, because today we're going to give that phrase brand new meaning. And to those of you who do know what it means, let's just pretend that you don't. You can come on along on a journey with us. Now, I have a great memory, and I'm sure I've said that before, and I'll probably say it a few more times, but I still remember starting middle school. And at the time, my lifelong best friend was a girl. Christina, if you're listening to this, I love you for life. Now, the interesting thing about middle school is absolutely nothing after school was co-ed. Everything was either girls this or boys that. Now, this became a problem because when me and my best friend were trying to find the perfect after school activity, it was hard finding something to accommodate the both of us. There was only one existing option, y'all. Y'all know what that option was? That option was theater, right? Theater. Okay. So, at the time, we knew absolutely nothing about acting. We just knew that we were both church kids who grew up either ushering or singing at church on Sunday morning. Now, we also knew that we could both sign up and it would grant us the time to hang out together after school. Theater. Sure. Why not? Can't be too hard. Now, while I knew that I loved making people laugh and smile and have a great time, I had absolutely no idea that this would be the birth of one of my very first true life passions, performing. Now, after doing my very first show on the middle school stage, I instantly knew this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Now, the middle school play days led to me being introduced to CYT, Clayton Youth Theater, which would lead me to lifelong connections and the opportunity to grow, not only as a performer, but as a young man. Now, my first 2 years of high school, as a scholar would, I applied to go to early college and was accepted. I've always been a chosen child, one of God's favorites, truly and honestly. I was one of 50 kids chosen out of the entire county to attend. Now, for those of you who don't know, early college is a chance for incoming high school students to attend high school for 5 years on a community college campus while also attaining an associate's degree for free. Now, while to many this would seem as a blessing, there were two issues. One, the social butterfly in me could not take seeing the same few people every single day. And two, there was no theater. So junior year, I made the decision to follow my heart back to public school, attending Cleveland High School, where I later graduated. Junior year was such a great year for me. I got to be Max in The Sound of Music, Sebastian the Crab in The Little Mermaid, both shows that were great roles, completely fun, and I would do them all over again. I was excelling socially. I had joined the marching band and marched 5th bass drum. I had joined theater club, of course, and even student council. And although I left early college, I did still take CCP classes, which allowed me to take college classes, but on a traditional high school campus instead of a community college campus. Now, all of my life being in advanced classes and excelling, while also being a phenomenal performer, if I may say so myself, my goal was always to attend a PWI and be a musical theater student. I had no real interest in attending an HBCU. As to me, attending an HBCU didn't quite equate to success. Now, after all, I spent many years as one of the only black kids in all of my advanced, honors, or AP classes. Since the third grade, my classes were full of young white kids with aspirations of attending schools like Duke and NC State. And I knew no better. I mean, if Duke and NC State was the standard, why didn't I deserve to go? There was only one person to change my mind, and that was none other than the late Dr. Kim Q.B. Leathers. She really opened my eyes to the endless opportunities offered at an HBCU, and that is only a microscopic portion of the legacy of academia she has left behind, but I am forever indebted to her. I love her very much, and I miss her dearly. Now, I just know she'll truly be proud when December comes and I graduate with my HBCU awarded degree. Now, Remember earlier how I mentioned the phrase FOMO, F-O-M-O. Traditionally, for those of you who don't know, FOMO stands for fear of missing out. However, for today, I would like to argue instead that it stands for favor overturns missed opportunities. Let me run that back in case y'all missed it. Favor overturns missed opportunities. Now, up until this point in my life, I could easily identify the many ways that I was favored. I had a great rapport with people. I was well-loved, supported, and respected. I excelled in academics, making great grades without the necessity of studying. I was faithful in serving at church and in the community. I had been given opportunities that were limited, like being accepted into early college or my number one university. Can I get a HU? However, very transparently, the issue here was that I could only acknowledge favor when I was having my way. The moment life stopped going my way, I found myself confused because I didn't understand how the favor of God left me or how he turned his back on me. It then made me question if I was ever favored to begin with, if God's hand was ever really on my life. This caused me to have a very negative outlook on life. I felt confused and angry and lost. I even at one point went through the worst depression of my life. I was staying home in my apartment in complete dark. I wasn't going out. I wasn't attending class. I was only ever talking to about 3 people on a regular basis. It made my season of FOMO so bad, I felt like I was missing out on everything I wanted or everything I felt was for me. What I didn't understand at the time was that rejection was truly God's protection. The further I was from everything I thought I wanted, the closer I was to God. See, favor only works in alignment. And I'm going to say that again because somebody needs to hear that. Favor only works in alignment. See, God knew that I understood favor as having my way. He understood that I needed to learn a very important lesson and fast. I didn't understand I had to trade my way for his. The biggest test in all of it was God seeing if I still trusted him the same way I did when I wasn't having my way that I did when I was. See, when I was having my way, I would often refer to myself as God's favorite. However, I was really his favorite when I wasn't having my way because he loved me and favored me so much that he allowed me the time, the space, and the opportunity to align my will with his. Even when I wasn't having my way and I was angry or confused or disappointed, he showed me love and kindness and patience. He never left my side. That is why I understand now that FOMO isn't about the fear of missing out. It is truly about favor overturning missed opportunities. I understand now that I am walking into one of the most favored seasons of my life, and it's only because I have allowed myself time to lose with grace while still chasing after and serving God. The Walls Group has a very popular song that I love entitled Satisfied, and they repeatedly ask one question. If I never get that house, that car, or be a superstar, if everything I have someday I lose, will I be satisfied with you? Now see, due to my season of loss where I felt like I was missing out, God has proven himself time and time again to be enough. And I have proven that I can be satisfied with him and only him, even when I'm not having my way. Because the favor on my life is coming back to overturn every missed opportunity, every opportunity that I thought was lost, every opportunity that I thought was gone, everything that I thought was within grabs and was for me that I feel like I missed out on. Favor is coming back. Favor is coming back. Favor is coming back to overturn every missed opportunity. Now, I said all this to say, even if you find yourself in a season of loss after loss after loss and you don't understand, it is most important that you continue to lean and depend on as well as trust in Jesus. Remain faithful and never give up. If you do that, God will surely turn your fear of missing out into favor that overturns every opportunity you've ever thought you missed, tenfold, and then some. The old church folk used to say, everything that the devil stole, God is giving it back to me. So to everyone who has been looking down on me or treated me poorly in my season of FOMO, where I thought I was missing out, all I'm going to say is, favor overturned everything that I missed, and that's why God is blessing my life like this. Bye, y'all. Y'all, we have really made it through episode 4 of King's Corner. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for kicking it with me for 4 weeks. I really appreciate you. Again, share with a friend, family member, coworker, whoever needs to hear this. As well, make sure you subscribe and follow us on Instagram at King's Corner Podcast. Love y'all. See y'all next week. Bye.